this unicorn song is like many you've heard, except that I wrote it myself. It has magical forests and sweet singing birds, and maybe a virginal elf.
Day 30, still the Goonies.
Now the fifth and sixth lines never sound very good, for the forest is threatened by men.
Run, forest, run!
But the EPA looks out for unicorn woods, so it all ends up happy again. The unicorn song is a folklore tradition that goes back for many a year. With a syrupy style that I wouldn't wish on the makers of 3-2 light beer.
You gotta burp, Charlie.
There's quaint reminiscence of childhood days and the magic that dwells in the heart.
Oh, peanut butter sandwiches.
And a truckload of similar hoary cliches that aren't worth a unicorn's fart.
Really crass audio joke redacted. No, seriously, you should thank me.
On a midsummer night, when the moon shines above, he'll appear with such beauty and grace that a maiden will sigh and forsake human love for a horse with a horn on its face. He'll lie down and he'll settle his head in her lap with his heart gleaming horn on her thigh. If I were to try that, I'd probably get slapped, and the chance of arrest would be high.
In Silver Blade, we are never playing Faithful Steed and Catherine the Great again. And don't dress up like Nell Fenley.
Now would any of you women give up your fellas for an equine with burrs, ticks, and fleas?
I'm a stallion trick.
And the horn's healing properties seem suited well as a treatment for social disease.
Ew.
If she's not a virgin, then she is ignored. From experienced girls, they abstain. The unicorn uses her once, then gets bored. Casanova with hooves and a mane.
He's no you, isn't he? We could still be friends. What did I say?
So listen, young women, your virtue is pure if you live by your own heart's advice. If a unicorn shows up at your door, be sure that you're willing to tender the price. And perhaps the mass media soon will make clear that the unicorn's days are now rare. So who knows, the next unicorn song that you hear may be sung by Ben Midler and